place. They'll mark out where it's safe to dig so you can work with confidence. Remember, click before. Before you dig, it's the law. For more information, visit utilities.
You have crossed over to the night shift.
Ontario, CHMA 106.9 FM in Sackville, New Brunswick. CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor, Ontario. I really dig this group, sending me into all nice, sludgy Dinosaur Jr. spaces. Really dig them. Let's get into some more tunes straight away. New album No Fiction is out right now. There's the track Petals of Astrologers, Bridge of Santa's. Is actually playing the Lucky Barracuda show in Oshawa on August.
We talk, talk into microphone. There is no landline. Holding and breathing. Ocean. A cable landing. A manhole. A gun. A call change, a scrap, a quiet zone, or a signal storm. Wireless. Display an ectoplasmic interface. resin, from rubber tubing, from thermoplastic. Channels to little copper complex. It is. It is hearts beating.
I'm sending waves, sending messages. Tell me one more time who the best is. For how you harvest such a kindness. Young of size.
To show you what I collect.
Real
out at The Night Shift TO on Twitter and Mixcloud, and Luca on Instagram
for a track, and I check out like, "Is this a single?" They're like, "No, dang." Ding dong. This is from our 2024 album, No Beauty. They are from Windsor. Windsor is a special music city in this country. New music. From Space Africa. I'm very excited about this. Their last Space Africa, Talking Violet, Keith Johari, first No Beauty. On The Night Shift.
so in. For the first time in my life, the majority of people are older than me, and a bit beyond, and like a couple of revolutions ahead of me. And I don't know, I feel like I keep thinking that I'm in line, like running the same race, but the wind keeps pushing me further and further back. Like each time there's a tug on something, I make the mistake of looking behind me. I'm always thirsty if I think too hard, I'll lose a train of thought. It's not me, but it's me, but it's something I'm following, a shadow for a way shadow. The one that spins in two when you're approaching a street lamp, and it makes you check. See, you did it again, you look behind you. Bad talk. Watching the bike and listening to Jillian Walters, her voice repeats Time's Revelator. I'm watching the water make the concrete look like India ink. I used to spend so much time as a kid watching the inverse reflection. Imagine it was a problem to the inverse world. If I waited for the right moment, I could fall in. I think about my friend, of a friend's brother who sipped on black ice and died. Short flame. My day tells me to be careful as I go home, and each time I speed up, I feel the wheels slide beneath me, and then I slow down. I'm not really an adrenaline junkie, I'd like to be. I think death, the closeness of it, or risk going to slow down time, or speed it up. A second bleed, and it feels like 60 seconds, and near death experiences as work as an individual, saying that time slowed down for them, as if they had minutes, hours to contemplate what to do to meditate pain. So much of our my existence feels like I'm just trying to meditate pain. I say experts that some of those that fall in a near-death experience or a traumatic experience heard music. I flirt like a boy, I'm wearing a leather jacket and my hat is crooked to the side. I sit with my legs so far apart and you let my ego breathe. I think I need it, the shadow, to escape from me, give it some new color. It's seeking. If I don't feel like they'll be able to tell that I don't quite know what to do with my hands when I kiss. Tongue makes me laugh, I know people like it, but I can never quite get the rhythm right. I not eat your eye, nip us, but I'm right. What was I saying too much? I think I'm a compulsive writer, compulsive thinker. I wouldn't even call myself a writer. There's so many that paint my more beautiful. It makes me want to tear the sky from this curtain rod. I think I'm just nervous and I have too much to say, too much to say, too much to say. Despite the fact that I don't talk much, at first impressions, I've got a lot to say. I hate time, I need time, I hate that we even found the clock. It's incessant ticking, makes me want to throw up. It's weird, it's strange, you're stealing your time. Maybe I don't hate time, maybe I need time. I hate that I have to measure mark time. I hate that I like to be organized. I hate that I hate having my time wasted, but for some reason I can never roll my body too fast and to get to the destination before 10 to 15 minutes after I set on my way. I blame it on black time, I blame it on clear time, I blame it on wanting to resist that I want more, I want more, I want more. I hate capitalism, I hate that time, I hate that I don't have enough time, I hate that time is at fixed. Did you know that time is still at the top of the earth and at the bottom? Fact check me or don't. Or buy a grandfather clock, and what's the point of deja vu? Sometimes I feel as if I've lived my whole life before that. At the moment, my death, a big laugh will escape me, and one that has my real voice, the one that I use at night. No point of finger to the oblivion before it sucks me up. Just like that, you'll almost hear the end of the word I was about to say before it becomes clipped into nothingness. Where was I? Oh yeah, I hate that I need more time. I'm trying to find it. I avoid my phone. It gets straight up out of bed. I don't linger from one destination to the next. I'm telling myself this will only take 5 minutes. This will only take 5 minutes. This will only take 5 minutes to do. I miss my friends. I have them, but there isn't enough time. Despite living in a mile radius from most people in my life, I rarely see anyone. It's always new, next. That's why I'm writing here, typing here. I've got to get it out. If I don't get it out, the worm will find its way down the very small hole in the top of my head, and then I'll choke. Everyone's so busy. Not busy, burnt out, spread out thin. I'm starting just saying one of the things I could easily do. I feel like a hermit. I have the Jupiter planet symbol tattooed on my ring finger. I've married Zeus. That means expansion. It helps me work when I'm retracting, compressing, glittering. I'm not mad, not really. Everyone's just trying their best. I think it builds a sadness in me because I imagine that being closer to people would make this ticking more bearable. Think about moving away. I'm moving closer to people. How close can I get? I'm not sure. I'm thankful that my roommates feel like a degree of family. Otherwise, it'd be me stuck in the room with that thing, the clock. I hate time. It makes me so self-obsessed, or capitalism. I hate the way I feel designed to be greedy, to be pressured, to not be, as Lauren Berlant has her book titled, I Really Want to Read, to be inconvenienced by others. I so badly want to be inconvenienced, pulling my toe out from shadow, out from head, out from groin, out from spit, until the shadow can stand upright. I'm almost home now. I've been so cold lately, it seeps into my bones. Yesterday my roommates asked me if I was gonna be hot with that sweater on. Hot, 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 hot. No, not yet, not now. I've given up wondering or dreaming of an inverse world where I will magically fit in or maybe feel like I belong. I so desperately imagine a homecoming that has not happened. I walk through the door, everyone claps while I have grins on their faces. And everyone's wearing a college shirt that never wrinkles despite the fact that they've been laying down comfortable for hours. Hate me, in fact. I'll be stumbling in so much, everyone will make space for me to sit. Welcome down to my chest will feel so warm. We won't use words. because they understand me and I understand them. It'll be telepathy in a series of symbols or sounds. First boy I ever loved, I never had to talk to. Just plain or start a half sentence and he'd understand. I wonder if that's what heaven's like.
January through early March, and I
are listening to The Night Shift. That was Medieval Found Footage of the track Greeter. Check out the album Abagnale right now. Music from Space Africa. New music from this amazing duo from Manchester coming out September 5th. I hope there's more collaborations with spoken word artist Dwen on this album. For the music from Talking Violet, Keith Johari, and No Beauty. We are, as noted, yes, coming to the end of this program. I hope you are well. Sending good vibrations to you as always. Stay hydrated. Seek out good hot sauces and chili sauces, not oils or pastes, but specific sauces, and report back to me. I feel like, yeah, the Grace Fairy Hot is still number one. It's just like a classic, classic, simple hot sauce. For more information and reporting of hot sauces, hit me up at The Night Shift 2 on Twitter and Mixcloud, Capone Luca on Instagram. To wrap things up, music from Fiverr, Only in the Longing. New album, Fiverr Toi, presents Cleaning House, is coming out July 10th. You are listening to The Night Shift. This is Fiverr. Good night and good luck.
I watch a flower close beneath the same sun. And my trouble had begun under its own. Could have been good if true, though that depends what true would do to you. It's only in the longing that I know it. And the days go by, it can't run my mind. And it's only in the longing that I know it. Men on the media asking for change, can you not let it in? It's only in the longing that he's known. Love is recidivist, justice a gnawing that insists on this. It's only in the longing they are known. And the days go by, modulate your mind, and it's on. I know it. Song from a paper cup, these men that can't shut up. It's only in the longing, only in the longing, only in the longing they are known. So I watch a flower close beneath the same sun. Then my trouble had begun under. It's only in the longing that I know it. Somewhere it's known. It's only in the longing that it's known.
I'm Sarah Funnell. I'm an urban family physician here in Kingston.
My name is Jamaica Cass. I am a rural family physician in Tiandanega.
We are both First Nations physicians, And we are co-chairs of the Advisory Committee for the Indigenous Health Day, Understanding, Respecting, and Transforming Care.
This is a full day continuing professional development event through Queen's Health Sciences to educate our interprofessional colleagues on Indigenous ways of knowing and health throughout the life cycle.
We have an amazing lineup of speakers, including Indigenous dietitians, midwives, nurses, cultural experts. What else, Jamaica?
And diabetes educators who will be presenting with some of our Western healthcare colleagues to provide a truly two-eyed seeing approach to treating Indigenous patients in a culturally safe way throughout the life cycle.
Yeah, I'm excited about this amazing day of education and also the possibility of purchasing some amazing art from the Indigenous artisans market as well. It's going to be a great day.
As we welcome vendors from the local Indigenous community, and although we are sold out this year, truly there has been an overwhelming response, and perhaps it's something that we could offer again in the future.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@rock.com.